to be added to something there with the big mad leaders, conspiracy, whatever. And, you know, between me and you, I actually believe that today, when you go out down there on the ground of the society, among just us ordinary people out there in the villages and the cities and the towns and the countryside. And I see it here in Sweden, and I think it's like that all over, even in America. But there, down there, there are many people with a lot of common sense, because, you know, we all at that level need to deal with reality. Food on the table, house to live in, make sure it doesn't break down and is heated, and there is clean water, and our families are taken care of, and our town works out well, and there's no crime and this and that. I would say a lot of the management of a country is happening on that local level. And ironically, up there in the top, where the really qualified and super duper manager leaders are supposed to be, you find a bunch of psychopaths. Narcissistic, career, ambitious people fighting for media time, for winning this election, that, for more influential positions with more profits. That kind of thing. That's unfortunately very much what democracies, some at least, too many I would say, on this planet today, have degraded into. And I guess you can describe it by one word: they have become corrupt. Corruption is a big problem in democracies, which really means that the leaders of the society are showing us one face and then turning another face another direction, and lots of things are going on in the shade. And the funny thing is that most of us actually know that already. Still, people vote for those. Actually, not only unqualified people, people who have often grown up living their entire lives in protected, privileged environments. I don't have much clue what's going on down here on the base level.